Hey guys, oh my goodness. The guest we have on this show, which is, in case you forgot, the Profitable Practice Podcast, is Heather Havenwood. She is in the States and she is just like one of the most amazing female marketers that I've had the pleasure of speaking to date. She is going to talk to us about the importance of using LinkedIn, not Facebook or Google, for your business with regards to searchability. She's going to be talking about targeting that particular target market that you want to bring into the business. Of course, that also includes generating some sort of a opt-in or a lead capture on your website to get people onto your list. And she's also going to talk about how creating a signature product for your practice is really going to help people find you, talk about you, and then of course you can sell all of your other services once you get them in the door. So before we move forward, I just want to let you know that this podcast is being sponsored by my 100% completely done for you 7-day detox program. That can be found on the website in the resources section or going straight to maximizedbusiness.ca/7-day-detox-program. This is something that I've implemented in my practice. I have almost every single new patient go through it, and this is probably the most sought after and the most repeated program that I offer in my practice. So without further ado, let's get started with Heather. All right, everyone, let's welcome to the show Heather Havenwood, CEO of Havenwood Worldwide and Chief Sexy Boss. She's also the author of two books, but my favorite one being Sexy Boss, How the Empowerment of Women is Changing the Rulebook for Sex, Money, and Success. All right, Heather, you've got to give us your story because you are just killing it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate your time. So absolutely. You know, I wrote the book a couple of years ago, The Sexy Boss, mainly because I had just gotten done back in 2005, 2006. I had built up a business 2005 and I hit rock bottom. Actually, I went into bankruptcy and foreclosure after that business. Something happened with the business and boom, it kind of exploded. So I call it my story from bankruptcy to sexy boss and kind of the journey of rebuilding myself and my business at the same time, because I feel like entrepreneurship, when we rebuild ourselves, we're rebuilding our business. They kind of go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And so it was like the journey of what I call from bankruptcy to sexy boss. And I call who I am now is a sexy boss. And what that means for me is that it's like the elements of two pieces, being the boss of your life, like owning all areas of your life, owning who you are, owning what you want, owning, you know, what it is you're going after and your intention. And the other piece of sexiness to me is like when someone is confident in who they are and where they're going, that's kind of sexy.
Totally.
So, yeah. So it's that element of both pieces. And I think as a female specifically, I feel that there's an element we call women who are confident sometimes a witch that starts with a B versus what I call charismatic. Men walk in the room and he's good looking and he's successful. We call that charismatic man. When a woman does that, we call that a witch. So I felt like I needed to create a new name for that. So that's sexy boss.
Yeah, which I absolutely love. And I've actually been seeing a lot of people start to transform their titles after their name to things like that, because we are getting more into a business where we want to relate to the person. It's not just about the letters after your name anymore. It's not just about sort of how many degrees you had. It's more, how can I relate to you? How can we build a trust? And then how do we work from there? Don't you agree?
I agree. Yeah, it's branding oneself. And nowadays, an entrepreneur, even big company entrepreneurs, there's always a name with the business nowadays. We want to know who's behind it.
Sure.
The days of just for sure with, you know, these are our services no longer work for us. We want to know, I mean, just the other day I was referred to a business and I'm looking for the about us, and the about us didn't have a person's name at all. Didn't have the CEO, the founder, the vision. I mean, I don't even remember the name of the company now because I turned it off. I'm like, I'm not interested. They came and put, hi, here's a team. One of us, two of us, three of us. I'm like, I don't even want to do business with you because I do business with people and not with businesses necessarily anymore. And people do business with people, not with businesses. I think that's in general. So yeah, absolutely. I think your brand is a very key piece of that.
And I kind of agree with that to the point of view in business cards. You know, we know as a business owner, the first thing that we're told to do is create business cards. And I can't believe how many people aren't putting their face on their business card. And it's shocking, especially in the naturopathic industry. I mean, there's a ton of naturopaths, but what stands you out? It's usually, you know, people want to see who they're going to be dealing with. And you can build almost a slight relationship just by the face too. So I find there's so many aspects of business that people are just forgetting. And it's so fundamental nowadays.
You know, I'm a coach for small businesses and big businesses. My average client has between $1 to $3 million business. But last year I took on a client who's an acupuncturist.
Yeah.
And I worked with him a lot on overcoming a few things. The first one was selling, right? Selling his services. That's a big one, I think, with naturopaths, just because they are people that are more what I call in touch spirituality. And so the overcoming of asking people for money and the fear of that sometimes is a little bit heightened, right?
Yes. Because
they want to be able to serve, they want to be able to heal, and they want to be able to help their healers. So I worked with him a lot. And then one of the things I worked with him on, the first piece, it was a breakthrough. He's doing so great. I'm so proud of him. But it took a while. Is consistent communication with his customer base via email marketing. And one of the things we worked on with him is his brand. Who is he? And he kept trying to put the intention on the service and less on him. And I really had him focus on people come back to you. They love you. They've already come to you. They've already exchanged at least one service with you, or they wouldn't be on your email list. Therefore, they are a current customer. So you want to continue the relationship with them as the healer that you are, and then what they love about you, and that you're constantly giving that information. And so that's where he's at now. He's opened two locations. He has two locations here in Austin now because of that. And now he's doing events and seminars locally, one-on-one, and expanded to a potential third location now. It's kind of crazy. So because the people start doing business with him, you know, as an acupuncturist and a healer. It was a pretty interesting client that I worked with, and I'm very happy that he's expanded his business. But the piece that he had to get over was that he was the one people went to for what I call other kinds of advice, right? So spiritual advice, nutritional advice, not just acupuncture.
Right.
They looked to him for other sources, and he became a source of that kind of information.
Now, just to take a quick step back, for those people that may not necessarily, you know, we all hear about e-newsletters and we hear about free sources like MailChimp and such, but if you could kind of give us a blanket idea of what exactly email marketing is and what's the objective of email marketing, just so we can kind of get the foundation before we continue.
Oh, that's great. He asked the same question. And I actually work with my boyfriend. He's a chiropractor. So I work with both of them on their email marketing. So the intention of there's a few intentions of email marketing. First is what I call keeping in front of your current customer. If they're on your list, they most likely have already given you a range of money. Therefore, they are moved in from prospect to actual customer. That's a key piece in the relationship of selling and marketing. They are now in the world, they have given you money. That's the distinction, right? So now they've already done that. They've already trusted you enough to give you money. Your focus now is to build on that rapport that you've already created. So many business owners try to focus on what I call the new blood. You'll make more money on focusing on the current blood that's already there, if that makes any sense. And so being able to communicate with them over and over and over again and bring them back into your business for other services. That could be affiliate. I talk about a lot with affiliate marketing, how they can use their credibility with them as kind of the go-to and resources. So affiliate marketing, talking about other people's products that you make a commission on, bringing in other white label products that you can make a commission on, leveraging that current customer and leveraging your time as well. So that's what I help them focus on, is how can they communicate with the current the customer in such a way that they are offering other services. And a lot of people focus on content. And I agree with that to a point, but I also told my client, I said, if you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to push that button of sending an email without asking them for money. That was hard for him. but he did it. He's always offering an opportunity to do business with him on some level. It could be, hey, check this out. This is something I bought. You'd like to, or here's my new service, or here's an opportunity to get my services. But they're not. He's not allowed to send that out without asking for some money in that email.
Now, I have a number of different kind of offshoots from this, and I think this is sure. such a phenomenal thing for us to be talking about, because this is a huge hang up for healthcare practitioners, is exactly what you said in the beginning. We graduate and we're all about, how can I service? How can I help the most people? How can I do this, do that, do that? And we always forget about, oh crap, we have bills to pay. We have to pay rent in our space. We have to take care of ourselves as well. And I've spoken to naturopathic students, and they've always been like, well, what about the people that can't afford our services? And I always tell them, well, if you're in a position where you don't have to worry about your rates anymore, then you can start giving back to those, you know, do more community service, do more donation or whatever. But you do always need to make sure that you're taking care of your bottom line as well. And so what I wanted to ask first and foremost is, when I listen to other email marketers, they usually say a few things. The first question I have for you is how often, because that's always a big hang up. And I can tell you most naturopaths are pretty much sticking to the once a month. I don't want to bother my people too much. What would you say is a comfortable number of emails to send out to your list every week?
Wow, that's a great question. Now, it depends on the business. I'm going to say that because I'm in multiple businesses online, just so you're aware. One of my businesses, I send up to 2 or 3 a day to the same list.
Wow.
So, yeah. So you have to take it. I'm going to explain to you why the philosophy here. Okay. On both versions. Now, when I worked with the acupuncturist, my first goal with him is just to get once a month. And that took a while, right? That took a couple of months. And it took him a while to get through that. Just once a month was massive and exploded his business. So I think it depends on the person. Right. The chiropractor and the other weight loss company I work with, I do once a week. The other weight loss company I do every other day. So it just depends on where the cycle is with the business. So here's the philosophy. All right. Here's the philosophy. So if you turn on the TV at any time of the day, is there an hour of the day they're not giving you commercials?
Nope.
No. Okay, unless you're paying for it, i.e. cable, like at HBO. But again, you're paying for it. So, of course, they're not going to give you commercials, right?
Right.
But they're still going to give you every 2 hours or so. But if you turn on a local station, they're going to give you commercials. Why would you never, ever, why would you stop giving commercials? What I mean by that is they're always going to ask you for money, or at least an opportunity for doing a business together. And you want to keep... We want to do that as much as possible, basically. And so for me, I think a local business should do at least once a week.
Okay. Now, the other side of the coin that I've heard is, I love that you said, you know, every email should be offering something. But I've also heard the way of doing email marketing is you do free, 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 and then you give away something. So what are your thoughts on that?
That's because you're assuming that they're going to be watching all those emails. You assume that they're going to be opening all of those. And that's not how we do. That's not what we do as human beings. Right.
Yeah,
it's just not how we do it. So if you open it, look again, go back to, you know, TV. Okay. They're constantly giving us messages of commercials because they don't know when you're tuning in. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have demographics. What do you see at 9 in the morning? You're going to see news. What are you going to see at noon? You might see a Judge Judy or something. What do you see at 3 o'clock? You're going to see Ellen or Oprah. Now it's Ellen, no longer Oprah. What do you see at 7 o'clock? News. What do you see at 11 o'clock? Entertainment again. Okay. So we as human beings are a pattern throughout the day. We are. That's what we do. If not, the entertainment companies would be changing all over the place. Okay. So you want to mirror that. So adding entertainment, awesome. Adding news, great. And then adding a commercial.
Right.
You can do all three of those in one newsletter, but you always want to give an opportunity.
Now, how do you get over the mindset of when people hit that unsubscribe button? Because that hurts when you're just starting out.
Yeah, no, I get that completely. Then here's what I say to that. It's funny. I used to have the unsubscribe notifications on, and I quickly turned that off because what I learned, and someone taught me this, look, if they are unsubscribing, they're no longer your market, right? Mm-hmm. So just let it go. And focus on the people that have subscribed. Don't go chase the one that unsubscribed from you. Focus on the people that are still there and still talking to you, right? The thing that I love to do, especially with my acupuncturist and weight loss company, is I'll ask some kind of question in there, like, hey, tell me what you think. And they'll like give an option, like, would you like to lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, or more than 20? Do you want to feel slim, sexy, or studly? You know, whatever. Give them some kind of multiple choice and make them respond to the email. Like, they press reply and then they say something. The reason that there's two reasons that happens. One, you're creating a conversation and you're actually, you're creating a conversation, but you're actually kind of testing your market. What do they want?
Sure.
The other piece that actually increases, that actually tells the IP server that you are relevant, that they're actually talking to you, and that'll help you get in their inbox more often. So those are a couple of things that you can do. But honestly, I think that a local business needs to communicate. Like here's a good example. My dentist, I have been with him, I don't know, 3 or 4 years at least. And I don't get anything from him. I don't get anything from him. I get a phone call 2 days before I'm supposed to be there every 6 months. Okay.
Right.
And I'm always like asking him, I make fun of him. I'm like, will you please sell me something? You know, and he giggles and he's like, I don't know what to sell you. I'm like, try anything. I mean, sell me the toothbrush, you know, or something, because he's never selling me. I mean, I'm sure he's got specials on whitening and all kinds of fun stuff, cosmetic or, I don't know, interesting things, but he never asks me for the money. So I don't give it to him.
Right.
And if he would be selling me, then that would be, I don't know, I probably would have gotten my teeth whitened by now.
Right. Which I am in desperate need of.
Yeah. So. I mean, I drink coffee. So, and he knows that. I mean, he knows. He's like, you drink coffee. I'm like, I'm a coffee drinker. When are you going to sell me teeth whitening? He's like,
right.
I don't know. You know, so the point is that just because I didn't want to buy 6 months ago, I don't know, maybe I got a bonus on something and now I want to buy it. I mean, when we think we know when people want to buy and they're just going to come to us. No, how it works is, we buy when something comes at us, like, oh, I want that dress. Oh, that's cute. Didn't know you wanted it. Now we go buy it. That's how we work.
Pretty much. And I can definitely see that a lot of impulse purchases too, right? Like, oh yeah, that sounds like a great idea, but they wouldn't have had the idea otherwise.
Especially with healing. I mean, how many times have I mean, this happened the other day where I was like, just thinking about how I really needed someone to do like deep tissue. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking about it because I really needed, my lower back was hurting. I'm like, God, I really need someone to tissue. The next day, someone's like, oh, I know someone to tissue. I'm like, really? You know, boom.
Right.
And if I got an email from somebody or all the different providers I've used, which I never get emails from any massage therapist ever I've ever used, a hint, is that they would email me and go, hey, I got a certain, you know, special service, or hey, I got $10 off, or I don't know, whatever it is, 2 for 1, or pre-buy a package and I'll cut off 20%, whatever it is, I would have probably bought. Or found the email and bought it. But I don't get that kind of communication from usually what I call healers. And I mean that in the most loving way, by the way, because I have a lot of healers around me in life. But I really feel the biggest challenge they have is asking people, are they ready for their service? They just assume they're going to come up to them.
And so let's talk about that a little bit with regards to what types of things healthcare practitioners could be offering in their emails. Let's say there aren't any new services happening right now, but even talking about some alternative ways to generate some revenue, whether it's with supplements or private labeling or things like that. So I was hoping you could maybe touch on some examples that the listeners could start using.
Private labeling is a great one. I mean, I love private labeling myself. When I worked with the acupuncturist, he already had some products that he had a relationship with that he enjoyed, but he wasn't talking about the products in his newsletter. So he, you know, here he is. You walk into his office, you have an appointment, and you see all this stuff on the shelf.
Yep.
And you kind of look at it, and you're like, I don't know what that is. Looks kind of nice. And then you move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was in his office, and I'm like, when do you ever, like, talk about these supplements? Like, you literally take them off the shelf, put them in their hand. He's like, never. I'm like, okay. Okay, let's stop that. So I had him literally take just one of the products and explain what it does in what I call layman's terms.
Right.
You know? And because, you know, he's the kind of guy that you could take the bottle, turn it over, and he can actually pronounce the stuffs on the back. Okay. Like, I don't even know what it says, and it pronounces it, and they could tell you every single herb, what it does. You know, he's that kind of guy. And I'm over here like, you're talking Latin to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So why don't you just highlight one of your products and talk about the result, who's it for, what is it good for, who can use it, just kind of start to talk about the product, right? And it's not his, it's a wholesale situation.
Yep.
And he did, and he sold some. Like, you know what I mean? It was just one email, and I'm just going to talk about this product on my shelf all the time. And he talked about it, and who's it for, and boom, he sold product. And then, of course, they asked more about the other products, and then he just really went down the line. That's seven emails. You know, so that's something simple you can do. And then the other thing that I had him do is he's an avid reader, like most of us are. And he loved certain books on Amazon. And I said, you know, you need to probably suggest a book on Amazon. You know, it could be about healing or sleeping. What are the big challenges your clients? Like, sleeping's a big one. Anxiety is a big one for him, acupuncture. And so I said, well, why don't you reference a book or two on Amazon and do affiliate link? And people, he didn't know, and I don't know if you know this either, but if I reference a book to you on Amazon via a newsletter and you click on it, you may or may not buy that book. But if you are on Amazon and you buy anything, I get a commission.
Wow. How do you set that up?
You go to Amazon Associates, just Google that. You create an account. It's free. Okay, so just so you know, if I ever send you a link with Amazon, I'm going to get a commission on it. but I mean, I seriously never send anyone any link ever without that little link, because it's a cookie. And what's funny is you'll see what people buy. Like someone bought like a toaster. I got a commission.
Awesome.
Someone bought, you know, like really crazy stuff. And the point is you're just leveraging. It's really small. It's not thousands of dollars. It just kind of covers some costs of me buying more books and stuff. But it's the leverageability and the mindset. The other thing he started to do, he had someone contact him and say, hey, you know, we have this new seminar coming out on healing. Would you promote it? And he was just going to do it. And I said, did you ask for a commission? Like, can I do that? I'm like, yes, you can. That's your list. That's your customers. You own that list. You have worked hard for that list. You need to ask for a commission. And so he did. And so anybody who purchased a ticket or whatever it was at the time, he made a little money. I'm like, why not? You should be doing that.
Yeah. And it's such a, like, even with any of the online summits that I do, there's always that affiliate link. And it's amazing how many people have affiliate links for stuff that we're getting them to buy anyways. And we could make a little bit of money on the back end without it being sneaky or anything like that. I mean, obviously you can do full disclosure and say, this is my link. Or if you know, get a referral, please use my name. It's something that's so simple, and you're offering the information anyway, but why not make it an extra source of revenue for your business? I think it just makes sense.
Yeah, affiliate marketing is a really it's an underused one, especially for local businesses, because they don't understand it. But honestly, there's pretty much every product out there has an affiliate link. You know, and if they don't, then I would look at another business, because they're not thinking either. Because honestly, as a product owner, you have to have an affiliate opportunity. If you're going to refer someone to me, I want to be able to reward you for that. And that's why Amazon does so well, you know. And so I just honestly believe you got to think outside the box a little bit. So that was one thing, the Amazon books he did. He made a little money on that. That was fun. He started to take each of his products he had in his office and start to actually have one email about each thing, what it does, you know, and then an offer. He always offered it. The other thing that we do in our weight loss company, not only we talk about each product, we also offer free shipping. Now, when we did that, we're a local business, right?
So right.
We're like, what's interesting is friends have friends, right? So friends, moms send to husbands, you know, husbands send to daughters, whatever. And all of a sudden they're forwarding the email. And then you get a phone call. We got a phone call from Minnesota. We got a phone from Seattle. We live in Texas, so that's far. And they wanted the product, right? So, you know, we sold it to them and sent it to them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
People don't think about that because you don't know where they live. You don't know if they might live in rural Minnesota, I don't know. And they don't have that kind of opportunity, you know? Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't you offer that in a way that could go expand beyond your local business? Like, I live in Austin and I'm very blessed. I mean, there's Whole Foods next door, right? Literally. And, you know, I have compound pharmacies down the street, four of them, but that's not normal America. you know? Mm-hmm. So in North America too. So just think outside the box that just because you're focusing on community doesn't mean you can't do coaching overseas or outside of your town. Coaching is a great one that people do all the time online, and it's expansion. But I just think outside the box when you're dealing with affiliate and expanding and leveraging your time.
Well, I am just like, I'm sitting here thinking about all the things that I'm missing out on. I'm like, oh man, I need to start doing this and this and this. So even yeah. I didn't even think about it from this perspective. And I send an email out every single week, which is insane. So I'm missing out on all these opportunities.
Are you doing Amazon affiliate?
No, because I didn't know it existed.
Oh yeah. It's called Amazon Associates. It's free. And then all you do is what's really cool about Amazon Associates, it links to your Amazon account. So when you're on your regular Amazon account, your personal account logged in and you're running around doing stuff, you know, whatever, you're doing your own searching and you come across a book or whatever, I'm just making that a book. In the upper left-hand side, it has this like little drop down. It's like connected. And so it'll say, would you like your like affiliate link? And then you'll go, yeah. And then you can send it like right then.
I love it. I love that.
So then you can put it on Facebook. You know, you can just kind of do that whole thing on your business page and things like that. It's simple things like that that are really powerful. Now, Amazon's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm totally taking advantage of that literally as soon as we get off this call. Like, now, with regards to our list, I mean, some people that are listening are just starting. Some are just graduating. Some are trying to implement some of these online techniques and build their list. And, you know, we hear all the time about go to seminars and get the list, you know, use Facebook to grow your list if you want to. But the one that I personally do not use at all is LinkedIn. And I know that LinkedIn is starting to get a huge amount of traffic and a lot of people are starting to promote ads on LinkedIn and targeting people on LinkedIn. And I feel like I'm seriously kind of missing out on targeting my perfect patient. And I know this is kind of a big avenue for you. So I'd love for you to kind of go into detail as to how we can use LinkedIn to help to target those patients that we want in our office and grow our list.
So LinkedIn is awesome. Okay, so here's why. So from an SEO standpoint, LinkedIn is Google's darling, as they call it in Silicon Valley. Let me explain what that means. Facebook is anti-Google's darling. Okay, so anytime you post anything on Facebook, it's what I call it just goes into the abyss. You know, you post on your newsletter, your news, what's it called? Whatever, news site or whatever, your main area, and then just kind of, it just goes down, you know? Goes down. It just kind of goes into the abyss. But when you post on LinkedIn, it's Google's darling. What that means is it's literally on the internet as SEO. Facebook is like its own little world, and it's not necessarily what I call Googleized, okay? Mm-hmm. LinkedIn is Googleized, so it's being searched. So that anytime you post anything on LinkedIn, it actually has a search component to it, unlike Facebook, which is awesome. Okay. The other thing, especially with healers and people that have a lot of education in their background, I'm sure, you know, my acupuncturist, when he told me all the education he went through, it was like mind boggling.
Yeah, no
right?
doubt.
Chinese medicine and like 5,000 years at a, you know, whatever he was at silence or whatever he did. Right. But none of that was on his LinkedIn page. And so one thing, especially my boyfriend, who's a chiropractor, I mean, I asked him for an education of the education he's done. I literally got 2 pages and I'm like, what in the world, you know? And none of that was on his LinkedIn. LinkedIn is your resume. It's like every single seminar you've ever been to, every single education thing you've been to online or offline. If you went to India and did a silent meditation for 5 years, it should be on there because it is literally your building block of who you are. And you need to place every little piece on there because it shows this mass authority and mass credibility. If you go to mine, you're welcome to Heather Havenwood. You'll see all the way back to like 1998 on there. And it's everything I've ever done. Everything. Every seminar. I mean, it's just crazy. And people go, oh my God, you've done so much. I'm like, actually, I'm pretty normal in what I've done.
I just posted
put it all on here. Yeah, mm-hmm. I put it on here. I do. And then I also put any kind of community service I've ever done and have done before, down from Girl Scouts to Rotary and everything in between. I gave money to anything. I put it on there. And here's why. Because people start to see it. And plus, every time you post, it posts to the whole group. And it's my LinkedIn is very large now. And so all that's Googleized. It's one big site. And so what happens is people will get to my LinkedIn and they'll scan it and they'll find something they like, oh, you're a Rotarian. Mm-hmm. My dad's a Rotarian. I'm not even a Rotarian anymore. But the fact that I was, it's like a connection piece. It's a table thing. It's a table conversation. Or, oh, you're a Chinese medicine. I've always wanted a Chinese medicine. It's some kind of talking point versus you're just an acupuncturist, or if you're just this, you're just right. that. So you want to focus on that. The other thing is at the very top of LinkedIn, like the title, you don't want just to put like your name and then your acupuncturist or just chiropractor. You actually want to have your, what I call your SEO keywords there. Another way to say that is what more who you are. So with my boyfriend, I put, you know, Dr. Don Salyer, anti-aging specialist, mm-hmm. right? Weight loss expert. Other than just chiropractor, because
right.
chiropractor is the degree, but it's not his specialty. There's all these other things he's so good at. You want to put those pieces in there, because by the way, if no one's, they're not friends with you, let's say no one, when they're not friends with you, that's all they see. They see your image, your name, and then your title. Mm-hmm. They can't say anything else until they're quote unquote connected, or if you unrestrict it. And so some people restrict their LinkedIn that no one can see. And if you're in business, you need to unrestrict that. I mean, you need to completely have it open, because then that also allows Google to, what I call, you know, search your LinkedIn profile as well. So all those little pieces. The other thing is, because if you're in a local area, that helps with your searchability on Google as well. So if I go to Google and I type in like, you know, acupuncturist Austin, I'm not only going to get obviously businesses in the area, but it's also going to help with the LinkedIn profile connecting it to it. All that is searchable. Unlike Facebook, if I said, where are you going to put your time in the world of social media as a small business owner, as a solo practitioner, I would say forget Facebook and go 100% LinkedIn all day long.
Interesting. Now, am I correct that you can also do LinkedIn ads?
You can do LinkedIn ads. I haven't played that route yet. I really haven't. I've been so focused on what I call the building the connections and the communication that I haven't needed to. Now, the cool thing about Facebook, it does allow you to do what I call small posts, and you can like boost things. Yes. But honestly, I really feel if you had to spend the money somewhere, I'd focus on LinkedIn and building out your profile. The other piece it does, it gives you a thing called company pages. And so you can have your name, right? And then you can have your company name. Mm-hmm. Again, LinkedIn's Google's darling. Why is this important? If someone Googles your name and or your company name, your LinkedIn's going to pop up, or the keywords of your company name. It might pop up over other pages because of LinkedIn's power, right?
Wow.
It's credible. I talked to an SEO guy a couple months ago, and he's this like hardcore SEO guy. And he talked about this and how they dominated one of these businesses like within 6 months because they focus on the company page and LinkedIn and less on the website. And they just dominated because LinkedIn's Google's darling. And they just completely got away from Facebook.
And are there mistakes that you can make when using LinkedIn, like things you shouldn't do, things to avoid, or what would you say about that?
Well, the only thing I would say is what I call doing a basic marketing 101. And what that means is being consistent with your message to market, right? So whatever your site is, your website, all the images and things are consistent. The imagery is consistent. The conversation's consistent. The descriptions are consistent because they're going to click over to your site. They're going to click around, right? And so you want to have it consistent. That's a one. Number two is what you're looking for, like who you are and what the results are. So if you're a massage therapist or an acupuncturist or chiropractor, like what you're looking for is people that are suffering from certain things, sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to put the allergies. You want to basically point blank show what your market is suffering from, because people will connect with that. Because there's a lot of people out there that don't know what acupuncture is, or don't know how massage therapists can help them, or mm-hmm. they don't know how naturopaths can help them. They don't know what that means. What does that mean, a naturopath? Like, I don't right. get it.
Right.
They just don't. I mean, there's just a huge population that just is not aware. And if you can speak in their language, like, are you suffering from allergies? Are you suffering from not sleeping? Are you suffering from this? Then I can help you. You can put that in your summary. You know, and then the rest of the LinkedIn's what I call your summary is kind of like, who you're speaking to and who you want to talk to. And then the rest of LinkedIn is your resume that backs up why you are the expert or why you're an authority on how you can help them.
Awesome. Now, you must be doing something right with your business, because I'd love to hear, and this is, again, going back to people that are starting things up, is you grew a business literally from zero, zip, like no dollars, yeah, to over $1 million in 1 year. And I was hoping you could share a few strategies that some of the people that are trying to do that, you know, $1 million in a year might be pushing it for us, but it's possible, and how you made such a tremendous growth. Like, what was your mindset? What did you do? What were your strategies that we can potentially adopt as well?
Thanks for asking that. So that was back in 2004-2005, and I'm more than happy to share with you on those strategies. I call what I call, behind the curtain of that.
Yes.
There's a lot of different strategies that I did, because I was the person building the business, and then my business partner was, I call, the face of the business. And there's a lot of the branding and communication, but I want to shift it to a business I just started in July of 2015, because we went from zero to right now we're in a 3-month waiting list to get into our business. You can't even get in, and it's a weight loss machine. And the reason I want to bring it up is because it's more to date, right? It's 10 years later. So there's a little different economy and things like that. So I kind of want to bring it home, and it's also a local business. So bring it home to that. So here's what happened. So my boyfriend had this machine, okay? And you literally lay down, you lose 2 to 10 inches in 20 minutes. No kidding, right? And he had this thing for 6 months. And yes, it sounds amazing, but no one was buying it, right? I was just sitting there collecting dust. He was making no money on it. And what I realized in the marketplace is that no one believed it. And no one could understand it. Mm-hmm. Going back to what I said earlier, no one understands it. You got to put it down in what I call in their language. So what I did is I spent almost 2 months building the brand. Like, what is the brand? Who's the market? Who's going to buy this thing? What do they want? What are they suffering from? Well, what I found is the market, is women 40 to 55, and they want to lose weight doing nothing.
Right.
As fast as possible.
Right.
They want to get in that dress. They want to look skinny for they're going on the cruise next week, by the way, not 10 days, like next week. They want to look great next weekend for that dress or whatever, the wedding. And so what I realized, there's this kind of a quick fix, of course, but also, an opportunity that once we come, they bring, come into the business and we help quick fix. Okay. Then there's a longevity conversation called, well, let's get rid of some toxicities.
Right.
And so that's what we do long term. So that was the plan. But the first thing I did was be able to do video. I did a bunch of video on the business so people could go to our website, skinnybeam.com, and ask me within about 30 seconds exactly what it is. And there's only one message. We don't talk about toxicity. We don't talk about, let's get you healthy, get you happier, let's get you anything. No, it was like, let's get you skinny really fast.
Right.
Okay. And then the phone's ringing off the hook. Now, they come in for a doctor consultation. We do communicate with them about, well, let's look at your body. They actually do a full, questionnaire, right? Almost 2-3 pages. And the doctor looks at it. And then from there, we can have a real conversation with them about their toxicity and their healthy, and where are they at and their body and what's going on. And then we can actually have a conversation with what I call different kinds of programs. Okay. But I want you to understand that sometimes with naturopaths, they want to get people in to have the long conversation when they are just suffering from something small, and you can help them with that quick fix in a way, and then build the rapport and build into a long-term agreement or, healing contract, basically, as I call it. So I just want you to get that when we took on that business, my boyfriend was like, no, they don't want that. And, I really want to focus on the toxicity, and I really want to focus on their health. I'm like, unfortunately, how our market works is if you lead with come be healthier,
mm-hmm,
people run to the hills.
Yeah.
If you lead with, let's get you back to sleeping after not sleeping for 6 weeks, they'll come towards you.
Right.
Let's stop your suffering. And so you lead with that, and then you, what I call in the business world, back in them into what I call a healthier, a long-term strategy. So right now we are exploding in that business. Like I said, if you call right now, your first appointment is not till 3 months.
Which is amazing.
And it really is amazing for the business that we're in. I mean, it's, people really can't believe it. We've had people calling me, how'd you do this? How'd you do this? And it really came from very simply communicating what it is we do in only one thing. That's another thing. If you go to our site, Skinny Beam, we only talk about one thing.
Yep.
Nothing else. One thing. Not a thousand things. One thing. Then we move the client in. Then we have a conversation. We look at what's going on in their body. And then we move into another, you know, here's some other opportunities here that are available if you're interested in really, you know, losing 20, 30 pounds naturally.
Yeah.
Okay. So does that make sense? Am I kind of making sense?
No, it's brilliant. It's amazing how simple we make everything so complicated. We make everything so much about ourselves and what we think people want to hear. But when it comes down to it, you're right. Like, it is about people want to get better yesterday. How can you sell them on something that will help them get better yesterday legitimately? But once they're in your office, you can do everything you've always wanted to do as a healthcare practitioner. It just doesn't seem like that on the website. And I think that is a key piece of the puzzle that a lot of us are missing.
Yeah. It's focusing on that one element. And then what does that one thing do? What's interesting, like with the machine, there's all these other things it can do. It tightens the skin, tightens the collagen in the skin. It also helps release fat, but all these other fun things that it does, like what I call positive results it does. We don't talk about any of that. And the reason we do is mainly it's because one thing. And then when they get there, we talk about, oh, by the way, it tightens your skin, makes you feel younger. They're like, oh, this is great. You know, just added bonuses, but we don't lead with that. So it's a question is, what are you leading with? What's your, what I call lead product or service that you become known for? And then you can talk, and then you, once you get them on your website, on your email list, then you can have conversations about other things that you're doing. So all the other services that we do, once they're on our email list, we do talk about those,
sure,
but they're already on our email list. They're already in, right? So then we say, oh, by the way, we have this thing called a metabolic program. You can lose 20, 30 pounds. Check out the video, right? But they're already on our list.
So Heather, I have to ask, because I saw this on your website, and it was, if I want to work with you, I can, you know, sign up for a 100% free consultation. And my favorite part of it that I had to ask you about was, you said, if you enjoy the conversation and get value from it, perfect. We can talk about working together. But if you feel like I've wasted your time, I will literally send you a check for $500 as compensation. Yes. I've got to ask, have you actually had to send out a check for $500?
No. No, but it's a guarantee. But honestly, what's funny is when I have people go to that, it's heatherhavenwood.com, and the upper right-hand side is Work with Heather. I mean, you can steal this. Look at what I do. Steal it. Take it. Totally mirror it. It's fine. Because what I do is I have people look at that, read it, and go, okay, what's there to
lose?
Like, it's 30 minutes, right? There's nothing to lose. It's 30 minutes. They can schedule immediately. Now, why is that important? I feel that healers, and I'm not dissing on healers. I just want you to understand. Sometimes you got to create systems so that it's easy to work with you. And sometimes that's been a challenge I've seen sometimes with small business owners in general, by the way, not just healers.
Sure.
It's like you want to make it so easy for them to say yes. So they go to Work with Heather. They see that. They fill out a form, real easy, simple form, nothing complicated. Okay. And then it basically says, here's my schedule. Go pick a time that works for you. Here, go.
Yeah.
Like don't do back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Forget it. People won't do it. Here's my schedule. Go pick a time that works for you. Then I show up, we have a great conversation, and then we move things forward or backwards or wherever. It doesn't matter. But it's a pleasant experience for them, always. It's a pleasant experience, and it's always clear on what's going to happen. And if you're going into consulting or coaching or, you know, because you can do that as a healer across the country and across the world, set it up so it's very clear from the beginning what's happening, and people will want to do business with you. I just feel like it's so simple, but precious.
Yeah, and it's just about implementing it. And we've definitely, I covered a complete podcast actually with the one of the CEOs of Appointment Core, because that's what I personally use. And it's amazing how patients are like, I can't believe how easy it is to get into your office. I loved how easy that was. And I'm like, yeah, that's what we do. I'm trying to make your life easier.
Yeah, that's exactly true. Exactly true. Yeah. Make your life easier to do business with you versus what I call old school way. I mean, our chiropractic business actually does it old school way. But we also did a bunch of different systems this year. So it's like super easy to get in. It's like, oh, call. Oh, yeah, no problem.
Totally.
So it's super easy to get in. It's easy to work with us. It's easy to have an experience, right? Because how many times you've had a service that you love the service, but the experience of dealing with the business side was horrible.
Awful. Yeah.
Like, it was such a pain to deal with them. Like, I'm not going back, even though I love the service. People will always go with the experience over the service, or the opposite. We had a lovely experience with every point of the process, but maybe the actual service wasn't that great. I've had that too.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still wouldn't give it a negative, you know, negative 5 stars, because my experience of the process was so positive. Maybe just the service wasn't that great. I'll kind of let it slip. You know what I mean? So it's just creating the experience of being consistent. And that honestly is the LinkedIn profile. I know that sounds interesting, they're bringing that back, but honestly, the LinkedIn profile is the first piece of the experience of doing business with you.
I can't believe how much you have like blown my mind in 44 minutes. Like, it was like, boom, this, boom, this, boom, this. And it was all tangible, all actionable. And I really hope that everybody gets off this call, heads over to their website, heads over to LinkedIn, heads over to their newsletter, and starts pumping out this stuff. Like, this is so fundamentally actionable, and it is so simple, but it has a tremendous impact on your business. So Heather, oh my goodness, I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and seriously, like, not only transforming how I'm now going to approach things, but I hope everybody that's listening as well. And if people do want to get in contact with you, again, what are some of the best ways to do that?
Absolutely. Thank you. Heatherhavenwood.com. In the upper right hand corner, it says work with Heather. Feel free to do that. Or if you're interested in my book, Sexy Boss, you can go to sexybossinc.com. And when you give me your name and email, you actually get 3 free chapters of my audio book of Sexy Boss. I have it on Audible, but I give away part of it on my website. So those are the 2 ways to get a hold of me. And honestly, I would just say, you know, wrapping up is that, as a business owner and as a healer, really, you know, and someone who's here to serve the world, it's also your job to be rich and to make money, you know, because we live in a world called the exchange of money is how we deal with services. You give me a service, I give you an exchange of a thing called money. And it's a very loving thing to give. So I just think that it's time for you to ask for money, ask for a lot of it, and be rich, because that is your deserved right.
Thank you again so much, Heather. And I will have all those links that you just mentioned in the show notes as well. So certainly head over to maximizebusiness.ca/podcasts to see all the podcasts, and Heather's will be on there. So, I mean, woman, you're awesome. And I really loved having you on today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, Heather, have a good one.
I can't believe I just said woman to this lady. She's probably laughing at me right now as I'm laughing at myself. I really hope that you took a lot from the interview that we just listened to. Personally, while I was listening to her and listening back to this show as well, I immediately already signed up on Amazon as an associate. I am starting to put books and links and stuff like that on my website. And it's such an easy tool for you to be using, and such a great way to start giving your patients something that you don't necessarily have to create, but here's a book I love, here's a thing from Amazon that I love, and then making a little bit of money on the back end never hurts. She, and I also said at the beginning, talked about a signature program. So if you are struggling to create something, and I hate it when people create things from scratch, it's always good to just develop something that somebody else has already done and then put put your own sort of spin on it. If you're curious about the 7-day detox program, you can go to maximizebusiness.ca/7, the number 7-day detox program. And it is completely customizable. It is completely done for you. And you can implement it in as little as 24 hours. So I did that for you guys because it has been such a value at my practice, and I don't want you wasting any more time and leaving money on the table. So check that out on 7-day detox program. That's, or you can go to the resources section on my website. As always, I'm asking you to leave your reviews from these shows directly on iTunes to help boost the podcast. Definitely hit me up for a 30-minute strategy call if there's something that really inspired you from today's show and you want me to help you implement, go over some of your copy, anything that I can do to help you out. That's what I'm here for, guys. MaximizeBusiness.ca is the website. I'm Andrea, and have a happy and healthy day. Take action, and I'm out.